89.1 KMHD2. It is Radio Bacon. It's the name of the show.
That's the name of your show?
Yeah.
You just picked the best radio show ever, man.
Yeah, yeah. Radio Fuck Radio Bacon. Gold. If you were on an island, you'd rather have bacon.
I'd rather have bacon no matter where it was.
I'm sitting with, you do the bacon. Is it the bacon cup?
Bacon cup, man. Yeah. We're the one and only.
Sitting here with Statutory Ray and Zion from Public Drunken Sex. Hello, fellas.
Yeah, this is. I'm not from Public Drunken Sex, so I'll clear that up.
Oh, yeah, quick. Yeah.
So
let me.
I want them to sell albums. If people think I'm part of their group, then you're Statutory Ray or I'm Statutory Ray?
I think you are, man.
Okay, you are who?
I'm Zion from Public Drunken Sex.
All right, and I'm Statutory Ray of One Hour Pharmacy Entertainment. We do this like label thing. We like to say we're not a label because we're broke, and that way we don't have to pay nobody.
Right.
But we might as well be a label. And I'm also a rapper, but I don't really rap much. I'm not a rapper.
Not a rap. Well, you got enough talent, though, I tell you that.
Thank you, man. I'm on one of their tracks. That's where they put me. They put me on the tracks because what PDS likes to do is they feature these talentless white rappers that they can shine next to.
Heather was trying to describe it to me. She's like, yeah, Statutory. It's like joke hop. You know,
joke
Statutory.
Hop? So, but their shit ain't joke hop. Their shit is really good.
Yeah, yeah. I remember. I first heard about you guys through Exotica, an article you...
Public Drunken Sex?
Yeah.
I didn't write that. The an independent thinking other writer wrote that about them.
Of course. Okay. Yeah.
This is the man and jack of all trades, if you don't know.
So it was... there was a show you guys did with, like... With an orgy or something happening? Like stripper orgy?
Yeah, that's when I first met you, dog. I remember that shit.
That's how we sold them on our label.
That sounds amazing.
Come to this show. We didn't really tell you about what it was.
Yeah. Oh, man, I was surprised. I was the first. I'm glad I left my girl at the time at home on that one.
Why don't you describe arriving? See, we knew a cat named Hybrid that's part of his group, and there's a strip club named Hard Candy, and Hybrid was a solo rapper. And Hybrid's like, well, I can bring my whole group down. I'm like, okay, let's do it. What are they called? And then the Public Drunken Sex. And then I was like, sold.
Yeah.
Right. And then so Zion, come, you can tell them about the club.
Oh, so I get up in there and, they got me going, probably fourth. And I just remember when the set started, it was cool at first. And then it started getting, kind of hopping in there. And then the girls came out.
Tell them where you were stripping or you were stripping, you're rapping. You're rapping.
I was
off
rapping.
The stripper pole.
And there was just strippers everywhere, doing an orgy and all kind of crazy madness I ain't never seen before. And I was like, I'm gonna hang with this dude right here.
That sounds awesome.
He kept hitting his lines right though, and you could see in his eyes because he'd be like rapping and like looking at like the the muff diving, but he'd still be on time.
Yeah.
But then Genius GNS, he's a different type of dude. He kind of lost it. He took pictures of him. He has less clothes on in every picture.
Yeah, my man butt crack was showing, but But that's just genius. I was like, pull your pants up, dog.
Oh, that's great.
And it was inside a cage. Hard Candy, if you haven't been to it, you can actually... How much can I plug?
Anything you want. Just don't mention prices or...
Oh, okay. Yeah. So for the low price of $0 and 0 cents, Boyd, Kentucky, you can go to stripsearchme.com and you see videos of strip clubs and Hard Candy's on there. And that's the club we stripped in. It's got cages hanging in front of the pole. It's a type... It's in Salem, and it's a renovated, like a crack house.
It was a house.
Yeah,
yes. A house. I was thinking that the whole time you were saying
it's
it.
Hard Candy's the reason to pay for your daughter's college,
That's amazing. Yeah, I remember passing by it. It's on like the bypass or something going through Salem.
Yeah, the one way, you can't be driving by that spot unless you're leaving Salem. Like that's the brilliance of it is once you've had it with Salem, it's like the middle finger on your way out. Like
it's big enough on the inside to play a show in, though?
No.
Yeah, it was. It was nothing but us and girls. It was enough space.
Yeah.
Because there were pictures in the article too, and I was looking at them. I'm like, holy, that sounds like the best party I've never been to.
Oh, the pictures are up at publicdrunkensex.com, and that's the irony is now we actually got publicdrunkensex.com pictures of the place people thought was a porn site to begin with.
No kid, you guys were the first to pick it up.
Oh, yeah. We are the first to pick that up. Actually, we own that. Somehow we own I bought mastermyaudio.com, which I'm going to be doing audio mastering sooner or later.
Wow.
I don't know why I didn't have that.
Jesus.
And then we also bought erniehudson.org. And someone's been sitting on that site since we bought it. It's the only one that people want.
Yeah.
So people don't really care for audio mastering that much, but erniehudson.org gets actually the most hits from any of our domain names because people just need, they're like, wake up and like, what the fuck is Ernie Hudson up to?
Dude, that's amazing. I had a buddy that was, he was trying to think of genius names like that. He came up with the showyourtits2.me.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
So nothing's really happened with that yet. I think he has like a time lapse outside his apartment or something.
It's, see, they have the .xxx's. I want the .xxy for the Down syndrome chromosome, folks. So if you have like a real shitty website, you can have a .xxy. And it's got the, you know, the whole ice cream and sparkles and...
Down with the syndrome.xxy.
Up with the syndrome. You know, don't hide with, it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
See, let's just clear it up. We're not offensive people. Like, we like to talk about taboo things. But I think, like, retards are God's gift to man. Like, they're always happy.
Always,
you know, like,
yeah.
When's the last time you've seen a retard frown?
I've never seen one, yeah, or cry.
Yeah, and then if you have two kids, right, and one of them's retarded, most parents would be like, oh, tragedy. No, I'm thinking you buy your smart kid the Xbox, you give your retard the box it came in.
Plus, you get pushed up to the front of every line.
Oh, shit, yeah. Like, a retard, if you could hang that kid around your neck, it would be like a VIP pass.
I took my grandma to go see a rock show at the Salem Armory, like, God, this was like 15 years ago.
They have a whole parking lot down there for them. They're
yeah.
Like, that's where they all congregate is, Salem.
I was pushing her cart or her wheelchair, so we got first, yeah, the little cart. First in line, all the way down to the front row, just off to the side a little bit, and I just set the brakes and left her there for the show. See you soon, Grandma.
Did she have an emergency brake on that? Like,
yeah, yeah, the little
a colostomy brake or something.
Dude, I would always try to see if I could like just nail one and get the spin going on, but
nail a retard or the
no, just nail the nail a wheelchair break.
They don't give you the spins.
Yeah,
they
yeah.
don't get sick from fucking retards. I mean, excuse me, making love to retards. I forgot on the radio.
Oh,
so,
it's all
let's
good.
Let's talk
man.
More about Zion here because I brought him in and he's more quiet than we are.
Okay, so yeah, first you're not involved with public drunken sex.
Well,
but,
I am, and I mean, I do some production stuff. Maybe Zion could tell you in his own words.
Yeah.
Well, Ray is the man at mixing, and he's the man at mastering. So, you know, he does it. Like I said, a jack of all trades. You know, when I met this guy, it's just been all gravy. So, you know, Ray's just the man.
Hey, don't kiss my ass. That gravy's got some clumps now and then. Now and then we got clumps in our
now,
gravy.
You know, hey,
it's
hey,
like,
yeah.
hey, that's real gravy.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, our relationship
gravy.
Is real because we done been at each other's yeah, throat. Yeah. Like, oh, we going to kill each other.
Yeah, but see, that's how he is with everybody, though. It's like genius. His genius is like the quietest dude in the world. He kind of talks like a drunk mystical. Like,
can't understand
then,
him on the phone.
And then
at
when
all.
He gets pissed, he just turns into like, I don't know, like Steve Jobs. Like, he's like, listen up. This is how we're doing business.
Yeah, you so, gotta piss them off.
And then you got Hybrid, who is, he's, see, the messed up part about PDS is when people are like, who's the white one? I'm like, looking or acting? they got this kid, Hybrid, who's just like, he's like a car salesman. Like, everything he says, he's trying to sell you on something. Like, he's already got his hand on your girlfriend.
Oh, God.
You know, and he's like, he's a fast talker. He'd be down here right now, like, well, hey, man, why don't you go ahead and switch it to another radio show? And he'd have you broadcasting Kane yeah, Snot yeah. or whatever.
It'll probably be his show right now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then your girlfriend would be out in his car waiting for him.
Yeah.
And then we got Jay Jeezy, who's like, he's kind of like West Coast bouncy. He is the phenotypical white dude, but he's like, he's not. He's like,
I don't call him white. I'm calling him light skin. Because, you know, I never heard a man, you know, a white man rock it like he does. So,
you get
you
mad
know.
At him. Yeah. Like, he's got a funk gene or something
yeah.
in him.
Like he's crazy with it because I'm like, dude, you got a little black in you or something when I first.
He's a one take dude. He comes to the studio and he just does one take.
Yeah, he's
he
doesn't. Clean.
He can write it and record it then. Mm-hmm. And then he's like, okay, cool, I'm done. You get mad at him. You know,
yeah, he's
like,
much faster than us, I tell you that right now. That's how I first met him. I was trying to write a song we just did called 503 back in the day. And I'm like, you know, I'm going to write my verse. And he wrote his in like 10 minutes. And he's like, I'm ready to record. I'm like, well, I haven't wrote mine yet. Hold on. And I recorded him, and I told him to come back tomorrow.
Yep.
I said, come back tomorrow. I'm going to get this because yours is just good. You just did it one take and just blew my mind.
But then Hybrid's the exact opposite. Like he's a real fast rapper. But you could tell Hybrid to be somewhere at 10 o'clock today, and you'd show up in April.
Yeah.
And he might be.
Yeah, he's a talented dude. That's why I put up with
him. He is. Like, let me just put this out to Portland. If you work with a rapper named Hybrid, he is a flake, but he's worth it. Like,
yeah.
If you wonder why you can't flake off at our shows, it's because you suck. If you're as good as Hybrid, you can show up an hour late.
Yeah,
I hope Hybrid
does. Late, but you'd be mad at him, too, cursing him out. I'm going to kill
him. I hope I'm not putting him on blast, but he had both of his girlfriends work in the Merc booth at the same time. Like, that's the kind of swag Hybrid has. And they were talking to each other.
Yeah, did they know about each other?
No.
Okay.
I'm sure by the end,
gotta edit this.
We'll just bleep his name out.
No, because then one of these songs here, don't bleep nothing, because in this other song, Sex Addict, there's this line where he's like, he mentions three dudes, Eli, Nathan, and Will. He's like, you can ask them about my skills. And I'm like, well, who are those guys? Are you screwing dudes? He's like, no, those are the boyfriends of the girlfriends I took while I was recording. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And he's like, they're cool.
Real talk.
Real talk.
And he did, like, the sampler came out, and he was like, you know what? I'm kind of scared now, because what if they hear this?
And he even put like an ad lib on it, too. It wasn't a quiet line. It
no
was
kidding.
Like, beat drops out. I was like,
hey, the first time I heard that verse, and I remember I was at my house reporting it, you know. And I'm like, yeah, that's good. Hey, I don't know if you should do that, bro.
Just say the name straight up.
He was like, no, it's good. I'm like, oh, dude, you're going to die.
Well, back when I met you in Eugene, we were in this group called Womb Stretch of the Magnificent, and we had a song called Tramp Collector.
Yes.
Where we just said the real names of all the
– Those were all real, too?
Every single one.
I remember Heather Rankin got a leather spanking.
Yeah. All those girls – actually, Heather's cool. Like, it really showed me where my female friends stood. Yeah. So what I'm saying is 99% of these chicks were cool except for the one that got fat and pregnant. Duh.
No,
so,
yeah,
I mean,
naturally.
Like, as long as these cats, Eli, Nathan, and Will in your song and Sex Addict, they should have a sense of humor. If they get mad, then they got something to get mad about.
No, because he took most of their girls.
Yeah, but see, if you were the type of girl that gets swooped up by hybrid, you know, that's like, that's...
Hey, he spoofed some girls up underneath from me, dog.
He is kind of suave.
He's quick. I was at a club talking to a girl, and here he come, and they kissing him.
Here's what Smooth Hybrid is. The last track on the sample was supposed to get out, and I had to put – it was a song called Same Number, Same Hood, and he moved and changed his phone number. I had to get him on that track, so it was like
– Yeah, he's always gone.
That's awesome. You know, the boyfriends could just be like, you know, my girlfriend nailed a celebrity.
Yeah, I mean –
I'm like 2 degrees away, you know?
Oh, everyone's 2 degrees from hybrid. You can get an STD check by texting hybrid and saying, you got anything? Like, that's like the Portland STD check. Because if he's got it, we all got it.
Oh, man. That's awesome.
Between me and him, I'm sure there's not a stripper safe.
Hey, I didn't say it, hybrid. I didn't say that.
Hey, can we play music?
Yeah, for sure, man.
Same
Number, Same Hood?
No, that's a good song, though. Which one do you want to do? Same Number, then?
Yeah, let's do Same Number.
We're going to make him wait on Sex Addict.
Yeah, for sure, man.
All right, this is Same Number, Same Hood by Public Drunken Sex.
Standing on the street corner selling their rock. Niggas is real, casket peel, cases get sealed. See that they don't give a fuck when niggas get killed. But I'm grinding, still living the ghetto life. Running from the police, fucking up my brand new nice cops. Killing nigga on sight, so nigga I might just might grab the heat, tuck it under my seat. If you wanna start beat, then I'm keeping the peace. Watch a coward niggas run when the pistols release. Cause I'm a go-getter, when I'm drunk off the liquor. Hood motherfuckers ain't afraid to pull the trigger. Trigger, nigga, how did you figure? Thought you could get me just because you were bigger. The bigger they are, the harder they fall. The problems in the hood give you the ninth and the problem resolved. Same number, same hood, sipping on private stock. White beaters is a flip flop. Same number, same hood, niggas stay grimy. Platinum chain that stay shiny. Same number, same hood, niggas don't change. Making dirt rocks out of cocaine. Same number, same hood, don't trust nobody. Especially your bitch with a hooker's body.
Gotta stay fresh into the baby bottom. Get money, take money, been hustling, robbing. You got a problem? I'm a zone. Subtract life for you. The streets are bald. Get on mathematicians, stopping at the competition. Vocal impaired, ripping, cut up the legs of those tripping. Common sense to get bills and no evidence. Eliminate fingerprints, repeat after the rinse. This ain't go ghetto, do this go ghetto times two. Twice the work, twice the dirt, twice the hype you do. Twice you pay the price, put you on ice with two. Two fingers, pull the trigger, two bullets drop you. I'm too loco. Too hood to have hope for. Groove to get K, or views to be bull. Came from cracking the dope rhymes in the map. You don't want to see me bring the Jericho back. Same number, same hood, sipping on private stock. White beaters is a flip flop. Same number, same hood, niggas stay grimy. Platinum chain that stay shiny. Same number, same hood, niggas don't change. Making dirt rocks out of cocaine. Same number, same hood, don't trust nobody. Especially your bitch with a hook.
I ain't
body.
Exaggerating, look at these motherfuckers hating. Cause I'm getting away with scratching, they getting away with Nate. Don't hesitate, take my shit, never look back and split. Talk that shit, watch your lip fatten up hella quick. It's west side, but I was out on the east side of the peak. ORTLAND, that's my city, so recognize and let me represent. I got a blunt in the brew, and fool, I'm getting bent. But when I'm driving, I be purring, but I roll it drunk. My little homies in the backseat rolling skunk, eyes glazed over. It's a rarity to catch me soap. And when I'm playing, I ain't fucking bluffing, turn them over. So if you feel me, throw your motherfucking hands up. And those who didn't see me coming, pull your pants up. Caught you with your pants down, it's too late to ask now. Just kick back, relax, and listen to that beat pound.
nobody, especially your bitch with a hooker's body.
89.1 KMHD2. You're listening to Public Drunken Sex.
Yep, that was public. That's the name of the band, not the show, right? Say what's up, Zion.
No, that's the name of the band, man. Public Drunken Sex.
Right here on Radio Bacon.
Radio Bacon's got to be the best name for a show ever.
Yeah, I remember you were doing the Bacon Cup at Ash Street. I heard about this from like three different
people. Here's what the Bacon Cup started as. Let's just, we got to drop the promo, man. I'm a fucking horse.
Sorry. Do it.
1 hour pharmacy prescription refill is what you were listening to. That album, Blue Balls by Public Drunken Sex, that track's going to be on there. But we got this new 21 tracks. It's got a bunch of different genres on it. And you can get it at 1hourpharmacy.com. It's called the prescription refill. Now, I know that there's a lot of different genres out there. There's two things that are not on here: indie rock and indie rock. So you will not have.
Thank God for that.
There's no shoegaze. No track on this album will make you feel worse about yourself unless you're in, you know, a really bad person. You're into that, which we'll talk about later.
Yeah. Speaking of that, man, I was at. Have you seen Red Fang play yet?
Oh yeah, great band. Actually, yeah. You know the owner Dante, his cat named Frank. He probably sees 500 bands an hour. And I asked him, I was like, what's one of your favorite bands? He's laughed at me. He's like, man, I can't tell one from the, and he stops and goes, wait, no, Red Fang. Like, that was the only band out of, like, you know, however many he's seen. That he met.
Top of the head.
This is a good band.
Yeah. Dude, I saw them at the Wonder Ballroom in December, and the pit was just one end of the stage to the other, man. It's just massive. And then I saw them just last Monday. They played a free service industry show at Doug Fir. Nobody moved.
Oh, God,
no. Nobody moved.
And they won't leave. They won't boo. The hipsters will just stand there, and they'll be thinking this is the greatest thing ever, but they'll look at it like it's not. It's basically like screwing a hot girl, you know, where she sits there and frowns and then comes, and you're like, wait a minute, what did I do? So that was good, you know? Like, the hipsters will walk up to you after a show and be like, yeah, I'm really good, man. And it's like, oh, okay. So, thanks.
Dude, I always get dirty looks. There's at Ash Street, like, First of all, they give me shit for the music I put on the jukebox. They're like, this sounds like you're going to go into the octagon to this. You know what I mean? I'm like, I like hard rock. You know what I mean? There's no 3 Days Grace. There's no radio crap on there. It's just, I like the harder shit.
Not a lot of Nickelback?
No. Yeah. God. But then, like, I'm always the most enthusiastic about the bands that come through, you know? I always encourage them. If they sound great, you know, I tell them. I'm like the fat girl, you know? If you did a good job, I'll tell you.
Yeah,
if you didn't,
yeah.
I'll still say your dick is big. You know what I mean? So...
PDS has a couple fat girls come to their show, actually.
Oh, yeah. This is we have a recurring bit on the show called Awkward Sexual History.
Oh, so this is when Zion takes
yes.
over.
Yes, awkward. Please.
Oh, man.
And now it's time for Awkward Sexual History with Zion from Public Drunken Sex.
Awkward sex. Yeah. Should I tell about that one time I screwed a girl and she kicked me out of her house after she came?
Oh, yeah. Let's hear about that one.
Without
getting mine. She just kicked me out of her house. I'm serious. I was beating the monkey up, and I'm like, yeah, this is great, you know? And next thing you know, she was like, I'm done. Get up. And I was like, don't call me. And she laughed at me. I was like, how do you come back from that? I was like, wow, that never happened.
That's when you go to her computer and enable sticky keys.
What does sticky keys do?
I don't know, but see,
Every time you push shift?
What's funny is my awkward sexual history is I found out about sticky keys while jerking off. Because like, I was...
That's so perfect!
Like, I hit the same... you know, button like a bunch of times that enables sticky keys. I was like, don't mind if I do.
Thought your computer was intelligent. It knows what I'm doing.
Yeah, this is a smartphone. This is a real smartphone. That'd be cool if they had a phone that was like new when you're about to do something like that. Like, I know you're drunk going to your ex-girlfriend's house. Turn around now. Like, you know, like a smart GPS.
Yeah. Well, they have an app that disables drunk dials from like 10 to 4 in the morning.
What's the fun in that? I would not have a Twitter.
Right? Yeah. Know? And we actually have, I want you to put this in your phone. We have a drunk dial number for the station.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah,
let me write this down before my car's going to get towed. He told me to park in the presidential suite. And I didn't trust him because it's like, it's Secret Service parking. So
yeah.
How about we not waste your audience's time? Oh, I'll write it down.
We'll skip to the music.
I'm not saying skip the music. I'm saying we don't need to put phones in my contacts and all that right now.
Yeah, it's
Why
all good.
Tell them what the drunk dial number is, though, because when they're drunk, are you guys drunk out there? It's Saturday.
If you're in the car
and you're drunk, hold your hands up and scream. Make some noise. Honk.
And dial 503-877-5891. We'll keep it anonymous.
Can you sing that?
877-5-8-9-1.
Oh, see, I already
messed up. Yeah, yeah. I know what you're doing there.
5-8-9.
Yeah, well, tell me about Vert Sin before you go.
Okay.
We'll put this on when you're...
We're coming right back.
Yeah,
Vert Sins. Okay, so our label started like you, like as a radio show. And we got a bunch of artists and access to equipment. And one thing led to another. So we got hip-hop like Public Drunken Sex. And we were in this group called Womb Stretch the Magnificent, which is like really terrible guar hip-hop. It's like... You take ICP, get rid of all their talent, cut their fan base in half, and give them teeth. That was basically Womb Stretcher's crowd. And we attract a lot of people that weren't hip-hop. Like, we, you know, the music was hip-hop, but, like, PDS wasn't into us because they're like, oh, my God, look at those flows. They like us because, you know, we're naked girls everywhere. So
from that,
we attract this group called The Syndicate. No, not That Syndicate. No, The Other Syndicate. The First Syndicate. Yeah, there's a million groups called The Syndicate, but this one, that you spell their eyes with the character one. And the syndicate was two guys. One guy we talked to all the time, right? His name was Mike, and he was, like, the public figurehead. Like, he was the guy you talked to. And then he didn't really seem to do anything. Like, we were like, what's up with this track? Or who wrote this loop? He's like, oh, Vert did all of it. And we're like, well, who's Vert? And he wouldn't let us talk to Vert. We were convinced that Vert, like, was tied up in Mike's basement somewhere in Boise.
Right. Yeah.
So the syndicate breaks up, and Vert gets a hold of us. And apparently he'd been trying to get a hold of us for years, and Mike was doing the same shit to him. Like, oh, I'll talk to Ray for you.
Right.
So Vert's like the guy. He does live in his mom's basement. And I'm saying this as a prop because this kid can, like, crap a track. Like, you can call him up and be like, I need a dubstep track with a Mozart sample. It's got, you know, a song about bacon. And he'll give you three remixes then, and they'll be good. And it just makes you mad. Like, all he does is produce and promote.
No kidding.
He came out to Portland for some shows, and then he slept in every day till, like, 6.
Yeah.
And he didn't see the sun for, like, a week. And everything was copacetic, and then one day he just snapped. He's like, I'm going home. I'm like, what happened? He's like, you don't get it. I just snapped. I need out of the darkness that is Portland. So we pretty much broke a dubstep DJ with our weather.
That's amazing.
But anyways, Vert's a beat guy, and what he did on this next track is he contacted some kids called Atlanta Shuffle. They're in the mix of that. I hate to say it, but, like, that Lil Wayne, Drake, LMFAO kind of stuff. But Vert's trick is to take something that you should hate and make you like it. So he's got a remix of another rapper, K Dizzy, we could get into later. But Vert's track right here is called Flyer Than a G6. It's going to be track 5 on the 1 Hour Pharmacy Prescription Refill Sampler. Can we throw some stuff out, though?
Yeah, go for it.
We give out Twitter. So if you like on Twitter and you go /1HRX, like the number 1HRX, we give away free baby unicorns on the hour every hour. And they're sterilized, and they've also been fixed. So we don't really care what you do with the baby unicorns. And then we got my man Zion here. What's Genius's Twitter for you guys? It's the_MF_GNS.
That's it right there, but that man changes it all the time.
Yeah, so. And he puts underscores and switches it up. And if you look for Public Drunken Sex, if you search for Public Drunken Sex in the quotes and click on the first thing that doesn't look legally, you know, not okay, or illegal, I guess, that as a writer would say. That's
all you
them.
Gotta do is Google it.
And then we got my name is Statutory Ray on /Twitter/Statutory Ray. I also give away free baby unicorns on the hour every hour. And if you tweet back at me, then what should we say to them? What do they win?
How about
I'm single and I got shitloads of weed. Free CD?
Itchy
free CD?
Pubes.
All right. How about free TV?
Itchy pubes.
No, not a free TV. I don't know about TVs, but let's do that. Anyone that gets at us, if you get at us right now on Twitter or Facebook or in the social network, so it'll be Twitter/1HRX or /Statutory Ray, or you go on Facebook, look up 1HRX, 1 Hour Pharmacy Records. It's Facebook/1HRX Records or Statutory Ray or you got a real name, so I'm not going to put you on blast. But Public Drunken Sex, Zion, off one letter.
Yeah, just fine. Yeah, just find Public Drunken Sex and it'll go directly to
our
page.
Yeah, but we're not a label, though. That's just it. Yeah. We're like a...
1 Hour Pharmacy Records is not a label?
Nah, we like to... See, we're like one step ahead of things. A real label sits my artist down. I'm like, here's a bunch of money. I believe in you. You do what you want. Our label's like, I got the hookup. Pay me.
Yeah.
Ah, okay.
You know what I mean?
Gotcha.
It's a collective, but the CD's got like 21 artists from like 6 different genres, so what we figure is no one likes one type of music. You might like one type of crowd, but I mean, like on our last show, we had like thug-ass dudes getting down to Pill Brigade, and then we had like skinny little white girls getting down to Public Drunken Sex, and so like the whole mix is, you know, we don't think that you're going to like one type of music, and most people don't, so... Yeah, we got a whole bunch of different stuff on here. So if you like anything, you're going to like us, especially bacon.
Yeah.
That's our promise. If you don't like the CD, I will buy you bacon. I will take you to Slappy Cakes and get you deep-fried bacon caramelized strips, which they got till 10 in the morning.
All genres except indie rock, right?
Well, we got an acoustic, but yeah, no indie rock. Everything but the emo.
Awesome. You're listening to Radio Bacon 89.1. We're sitting here with Statutory Ray of One Hour Pharmacy Records and Zion from Public Drunken Sex. Going through the One Hour Pharmacy prescription refill, the One Hour Pharmacy Records sampler out this year, featuring Vert Sin with Flyer Than a G6. It's 89.1 KMHT2. KMHD2, that was Vert Sin with Flyer Than a G6 off of the One Hour Pharmacy prescription refill sampler from 1 Hour Pharmacy Records. I'm Kellen. You're listening to Radio Bacon. I'm sitting here with Zion from Public Drunken Sex.
Oh, what's up? What's up?
Talking about the good times and the bad times in music.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And that was a good conversation. I wish we'd have got that on tape.
Yeah, I know. That's why I hate having conversations while the music's going, because I'm like, we got to tape it. And I hate sounding like... Hearing it for the first time.
Yeah, like you rehearsed it, you know.
Yeah.
Like, oh, this is rehearsed. You already tell they got their lines down.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Oh, the door's locked. We're sitting here also with Statutory Ray.
Got him locked out.
Had to go move his car. How do the...
Handicap zone.
Oh, nice, nice. I guess it'll apply if you... You're going to have to walk with a limp back up there.
I did some drugs before I came back here. Yeah.
That's awesome, man.
So we had this kick-ass conversation and even get it on tape.
Yeah. Yeah, that'll happen.
Is it recording right now? Or
yeah,
what?
Yeah, we're going still.
So none of that we did?
No. We were talking about between the break.
Yeah, between the break of the song.
Oh, no, everything else is on tape, man.
Man, because I was thinking we could go back and just lie.
Yeah.
Because in the park, I was like, why am I promoting 1 Hour Pharmacy? No one needs high-quality print services, audio mastering, or CD-DVD replication these days. We should be promoting Bacon Cup.
Is that coming up?
July 14th, man. People in the city are like, oh, I'm going to schedule a week, like, you know, week out. No, we scheduled Bacon Cup an hour after the last one ended.
No kidding. Is it happening at Ash Street?
Yeah. Ash Street Saloon is the coolest venue in the world. You have no idea how much crap they've letting us got away with. Like, I've looked up and seen Heather shaking her head, and just, like, she stays pro.
Yeah.
Like, most venues would watch our shows. The part where the shot glass broke off inside the stripper, they would be down there with a mop, but nope, not Heather.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a Red Room, though.
Broke off in a stripper.
Yeah, it was. We had a human tip jar where...
God.
Basically, this wasn't even for Womstretch. This was for Megan's Law, this punk band I had for a year.
That's so perfect.
You know what that is, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, look it up if you don't. And you can get your card. You don't have to. Never mind.
Really?
No, you can't. Okay. You can't get your stash card.
Because we got a card on the show for, it's called Alley's Law, which is for people with Crohn's disease and
colitis. I've seen that. Some girl like had one in Starbucks. They wouldn't let her, or Target, and they wouldn't let her crap or whatever.
Yeah. So you show that, and by law, they have to let you in.
The best time to show that would be during a DUI test.
Yeah.
The officer's like, can you walk away? I'm like, yeah, after I crap.
Crap the booze out.
Dude, yeah, exactly. I mean, I drink Guinness, so that shouldn't be a problem. What were we even talking about when you just turned into poop humor? Oh, Bacon Cup.
Bacon Cup. Yeah.
Let's segue into our food event with talking about shit.
It comes and goes together.
The Bacon Cup is like this. So there's two things that go down to Portland I thought were like either respectively lame or awesome. One's Cannabis Cup is overseas, and we got all these dispensaries because I have I forgot what I lied and said I have. But anyway, I'm a suffering medical marijuana patient right now.
Yeah.
And in all reality, it's for back pain or whatever, right? So I can't get the medical marijuana people throw a Cannabis Cup. And then we had this thing called Bacon Fest. I got all stoked for it. It said bands. We're going to shut down a whole block of Portland. Show up at like 6 in the afternoon. No bacon. There's like literally like a little bit of bacon. There's a bunch of skateboard shops and stickers and one indie rock band. Surprise. A bunch of bearded guys singing about the environment and Pabst and shit. It was just lame. And it was like this half block in Southeast. No one there was there for the bacon. They were there to say they were there on Twitter and Facebook.
Yeah.
So
exactly.
We turned around and we go, no, let's make Bacon Cup. It's like Cannabis Cup, but with bacon instead of weed. So we got all these local people like Sausage Shack and Slappy Cakes and People's Sandwich and Sassy's to come down and take the best bacon products they got. And we have judges. You come into Bacon Cup, you buy a bracelet, you walk around, you eat bacon. And the entertainment involves stripper wrestling and bacon. We have we have girls, naked girls wrestling in bacon. I can't say naked, but we basically told them to use pasties.
That sounds
pasties
amazing.
Pasties for strips of bacon.
Yeah, that
Public
sounds
drunken
so
sex
good.
Plays. We've got industrial groups. We got contests.
Dude, you know who you should see if you can get Epic Mealtime?
We've been on those guys for, if you're out there, anyone, bug Epic Mealtime, because I've been blowing up their comments and shit, and, you know, I'm just another kid on YouTube.
Yeah, exactly. Tell them to go to 1hourpharmacy.com and talk to Ray.
Yeah, we got baconcup.com. It's still got the information from last year up, but yeah, we bought baconcup.com. And Epic Mealtime actually made a bacon cup, like a cup made of bacon.
So the chalice, yeah.
Yeah, I figured we could have them give it away. And this year, if you're a local vendor and you want your bacon to be the only bacon featured, you got to give us 60 pounds of it cooked. But we will totally promote you. I'll write for Exotic Magazine. I will shout it out on the microphone at Sassy's when I'm there on Friday nights. Whatever I need to do to promote you,
That sounds amazing.
Everyone will know what your bacon is.
Dude, I switched up to turkey bacon not long ago, and it's a sad day. But
it's like masturbating. It's not the same. It's like, it's like these electronic cigarettes. It's like, well.
Technically, it's getting the job done.
Turkey bacon's missionary, dude. Like real bacon, hot cake house bacon.
Oh yeah, yeah.
There's nothing better than an ugly girl and a full beer of belly of booze and bacon at the hot cake house, dude. That's the American dream, right?
Dude,
now.
I actually got kicked out of the hot cake house
once.
How
the fuck do you get kicked out of the hot cake?
Right? House? How does that happen? I wasn't even drunk.
I've seen people stabbed in line.
No kidding. Well, remember, this was about 10 years ago when they started having security there at
night.
Yeah,
and
you had to pay an extra dollar at certain hours of the night for security. Yeah, and that guy escorted me out. We were sitting there. I ordered a bunch of food. We both ate, and we had books there because we were trying to study for like finals or whatever. And
finals or whatever. Welcome to Mount Hood Community College.
Or whatever. Yeah.
No. Finals week, you know. Man. Don't get too drunk,
dude. So we're sitting there. We're there for about 15 minutes. The squirrely cook with big old hoodie, you know, owl glasses. I don't know if he's still there. Comes up and kind of mumbles something to us, and we're like, "All right, man, we'll leave in a bit." And immediately after that, security guard comes up and he's like, "Yeah, I gotta walk you guys out the door." I'm like, really,
was this
dude?
Big guy or the smaller one?
This was the smaller guy with thick glasses.
The security guard.
Oh, the security guard was a smaller guy. Yeah,
the one that looked like he couldn't take you. If you were, like on the ground.
Yeah,
yeah.
And that's the thing. This place is packed, and we're getting walked out. And I'm doing the walk of shame, like I just like shoplifted some shit.
Like you just fingered a stripper. Or something.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
And all you wanted was your bacon.
Yeah, oh, that's all I wanted.
Well, there's a story
it.
About that kid. Back in the day, we used to roll in pretty deep, and whenever guys that were bigger than him, not to discount your, you know, threatening man here,
right?
But
yeah.
Let's just say you were like huge, black, had a gun. Like, he couldn't really approach that table, you know, like he was scared of him. So he'd ask our people to, like, start a fight with whatever group, like, he wanted to get kicked out. So we'd go on the hot cake and he'd be like, "What's up, Ray? Okay, over there, those chicks over in the corner, like, I can't really, you know, just go make him mad so I have a reason to throw him out." And we'd go over and start shit with somebody and then he'd throw him out and tase him.
And tase him?
Yeah, he'd tase him if they were too big. That's the deal. You had to be provoked in order to use your taser.
Right.
So he'd let us provoke them. And
wow.
And then they'd provoke back.
And he'd just zap them.
Yeah, then we'd eat our bacon.
That's amazing, dude. God damn it.
So about public drunken sex here, I wanted can we do a segue? We got an industrial group called Pill Brigade, but see, Pill Brigade, I don't know what I could talk about on the radio. You can't really say
drug use is fine. You can't talk about the pudenda.
The pudenda?
The pudenda, yeah.
Okay, well, here's the thing. Let's say, imagine a train tunnel, okay?
Okay.
And that train tunnel is really just a body part that I can't refer to.
Right.
And let's say average sex is like driving through that train tunnel slowly.
Yeah.
Like Pill Brigade's a train that's two sizes too big crashing into that tunnel in terms of like how easy it is to listen to. So we're going to have to ease into it. Like
okay.
Pill Brigade is really much the back door of our music. Like if you're into them, you're really into them. They're bloody. They're violent. They make you feel like crap for like liking them at all.
Yeah.
But public drunken sex is the exact opposite. Like they're smooth. They could write a song that's just reading binary code.
Yeah,
like that could be like 1 1 0 0 1 0 1. It would still be cool.
There is a song like that. Yeah.
Is there?
Yeah, Clutch did it. It's called 10011.
God damn it!
I know, right?
Every good idea is taken.
Always.
Exactly. No, that just happened to me. I wanted to have a T-shirt that had the crucifix with Jesus on the cross, and it said "Remember the safe word."
Oh, nice, nice.
I haven't seen the design, but somebody's already made the joke about the safe word. So yeah,
Mr. Plow has a song called "Safe Word."
Oh yeah,
"Safe Word" is no. Yeah, it's not on here.
Dude, I couldn't do that. I dated this girl, and we came up with the safe word. We couldn't use no because she loved to scream that during sex. But the
bacon could bacon be a good safe word?
It should have been. Instead, it was
because then if your neighbors hear her screaming bacon, they'd be like, "Oh, I thought she was getting raped and beaten, but apparently she's just really excited about her brand new George Foreman grill."
Yeah, it was bananas.
Oh.
It bled into real life, though. My mom's cleaning out the fridge. She's like, "Hey, do you want these bananas?" I'm like, "I'm sorry. Oh. I got carried away." "Oh, you mean bananas." Yeah.
That's bad, man.
So which one from Pill Brigade? You were telling
me. Say, Pill Brigade, what we did was we sent a bunch of public drunken sex tracks to Pill Brigade, the industrial group, and we had them write beats, new beats for them. So what we're going to do is we're going to play.
Explain that to me again.
Okay. So PDS are rappers. That involves rapping. And Pill Brigade's an industrial band that's like, industrial, right?
So you have PDS vocals.
Yeah,
over Pill Brigade.
Let's play real quick. No, let's play a short Pill Brigade song. We cut it off early. This is a cover of a G.G. Allin song called "Bite It, You Scum." And we let Pill Brigade cover it because G.G. Allin's dead and everything he did was illegal. So I hope we're not going to get sued for this.
Yeah.
But it's a cover. It's track 15.
On the 1 hour pharmacy prescription refill, 2012, track 15 by Pill Brigade. It's Bite It, You Scum, 89.1 Radio Bacon. .1 KMHD2 Radio Bacon. You were listening to, fuck, I said that backwards, fucking Yoda style.
Radio Bacon.
I'm sitting here with Statutory Ray from 1 Hour Pharmacy Records and Zion from Public Drunken Sex. Tell me.
That was Pill Brigade you just heard, by the way.
Thank you.
Pill Brigade.
Picking up the slack, man.
It's all good.
I come in off of that and forget.
That would be like a good ska song, Picking Up the Slack.
Yeah.
Maybe we should get them to write that. Damn, that was a G.G. Allin song.
So tell me, are you guys taking submissions for the label?
So here's the way it's evolved. Our label's kind of been like an ingrown hair. Like at first we just saw something there and then it started to make a little noise. Then we scratched it a little too hard and it really started to hurt. And then we went out with like tried to pop it and realized you needed tweezers. And we've kind of evolved all the way since. And these are these compilation CDs. So what we do is we're not a label like that. Like a contract, a real label is basically a loan. Like, a lot of artists don't understand that. It's like going to get finance for a car and then go, well, if you don't put out, you don't owe us money, you know, blah, blah, blah. Everything's good. And then a couple of years later, they go, oh, yeah, about that money, you don't owe us. Well, now you owe us that money. So what we do is we got a collaborative where, like, we got a bunch of handpicked artists. I find artists. They don't find us. Like, Public Drunken Sex, Pill Brigade, Vert Sin, K-Dizzy, all these cats have something in common. That's kind of like their work ethic, and they're down to do polished. I don't want to see a CDR with Sharpie. You know, it's like someone's been spending 3 years on their album, and then you can't give me $1.15 to listen to it. Like, fuck you. Like, you care so little about your product that you're going to be putting out this half-assed, you know, junk. So what we decided when we were in the womb stretcher thing is we found out these companies would, like, let us broker through them if we ordered a certain amount of shit. But we're broke. So we got, like, Public Drunken Sex, Vert Sin, K-Dizzy to all throw down on this CD that we basically spent $1,000 to press up full color, promo code, the whole deal. But that means PDS has only got to throw down $50 a member. And I only got to throw down $200 for my cuts. And Dizzy's got to throw down a couple hundred, right? And then what happens is This way, we all kind of like throw down on it, and then, you know, we get that bulk quantity of crap without having to, you know, get stuck with 1,000 statutory raid demos that no one would listen to if someone held a gun to their head.
Right.
And then we do, we're all about gloss from independence. So, like, we offer all of our artists, when we say artists, anyone that works with us might as well be on the label, past or present. But we work with people in different contexts. Like Public Drunken Sex, we're taking on their whole group. We're doing their albums. We're booking for them. But then certain cats on this label, like Artemis Tree Frog, who has the best website ever. I'm not going to say anything. All I'm going to say is he's been around for 3 years, and his website says 1995, best viewed in Windows 7, or Netscape 7. I mean, Netscape. Like, yeah, it's a throwback. Anyways, Artemis just wanted some mastering and some duplication. So we make him sign a contract saying he does things our way for this one song.
Okay.
So he can turn right around and go, you know, produce a child porn rap album that we'd have nothing to do with, depending on how good it was. But you know what I'm saying? He can do whatever he wants. He can sign to another label. And same thing with Public Drunken Sex here, some big label. Like, we're not trying to keep these cats. These aren't, like, our possessions. Whereas a real label says, these you have to sign a release for them. No, if Tech N9ne looks at my dude over here and says, you're talented, then we release these songs to be used for his label. If he can get signed by Strange Music or Suburban Noise or whoever, all of our artists get 100% off their music, and they own all their own music, so we publish it. We have our own publishing company, but we publish it under his legal name.
Okay.
So if you're asking how do we get paid, well, we offer all this other stuff to the regular public. So
it's
we can
in
do
a contract.
It's in the contract. We do have a contract. Contract says a lot of shit.
Yeah. Just
keep your hands off my woman. No.
Gotta read the fine print.
No, everyone knows how to even fine print, dude. Like,
so this seems like the model.
We're polishing. I don't want to say turds because everything we do is this shit. But we're doing a DIY thing where, like, right now what I would do with you is say, hey, you got a radio station, right? Yeah. Well, how about this? I'll put on the Kellen 5, if that's the name of your band, or whatever, the Bacon 5, and I'll put you on a show and get you CDs, but you got to, in turn, give my boys a radio show. And this brand recognition, because it all comes back to one-hour pharmacy. Now, the general Joe Fuckwad that doesn't need, you know, music, he can get business cards through us. He can get a write-up in Exotic through me. He can get all sorts of crap. We're basically trying to find a way to, like, you know, put a monopoly on this whole industry and make it so no one can fart in this town without having to get our permission.
That's awesome, man. So how long have you been working in the industry then?
Well, I've been power hungry since I was like 4, but yeah, I've been in the entertainment industry since 2000. I went on a KPSU.
Okay.
Which is, I don't even know if they're still around.
No, like, they lost their FM, or they lost their broadcast license because...
That's like the little radio station that couldn't. Yeah. Like, it was so Portland, too, because everyone down there was so cool. But like, the same production director lived there for like 7 years. Like, he had a fridge in the fucking studio.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Dude, they finally had to give the signal back to Benson Polytechnic High School.
Yeah, kicking and screaming. But anyways, they started, that's 1 Hour Pharmacy. That was our show. And then Womb Stretch of the Magnificent was my co-host Dan's bad idea, because we got all these rap albums that were like, and most of them were like white kids from the suburbs, and you're there, and it's like, I'm gonna kill you, represent, blah blah blah. And Dan was like, well, shit, I can do that. And so, you know, he wrote Shake It Like a Baby, and you know, like,
it's amazing,
which happened to be one of my favorite songs.
Well, thank you.
Shake it like a baby.
And that led us into meeting Public Drunken Sex here. Good segue. So we started getting other artists on the label, like, hey, we can't float our boat on community radio, no offense, or local music, no offense. So we basically gave up what you're doing right now, which is the love of it. We were doing it all for the money right now. There's absolutely zero heart. I overcompress everything. If someone's feeling their track, I'm like, Zion, chill out. You know, think less. Mm-hmm. And he comes at me with this intelligent shit, this like, love everybody and down with the government. I'm like, no! Sex!
That's awesome.
Backpack rap doesn't sell. No one wants to get yelled at, man. I get mad when I'm trying to relax and smoke a joint and got bad habitat screaming at me and shit.
That probably helps, though, because you guys...
All love, man. That just slipped.
Hey, I love y'all.
I love you, too.
I didn't say it.
That probably helps, though, because you guys are specifically, like, party... I mean, you focus on, like, the party tracks and stuff. That gives you better access to...
You start talking. Yeah. I got to shut up before I get killed.
Yeah, I'm going to be a wanted man in Portland in a minute. No, it's actually, you know, real cool party type of music. It's a party vibe, you know. I like to take my influence from the old school, so I like to go back to the 70s and use, you know, some of them kick guitars and some of them, you know, some horns or something, you know, from the 70s, you know, because that's, you know, I love the old school. So It's more like Earth, Wind, and Fire meets hip hop. So it's, you
that's
know.
That's awesome.
It, meets a porn movie.
Yeah, and meets a, yeah, yeah, and a porn. And a porn movie, because I ain't going to say nothing. You know, I ain't going to say, you know, too many nice things. I might talk about, you know, things I can't say on a radio.
You have a line where you say, I'm going to F your girlfriend and put a gerbil in her booty hole.
Yeah.
And then
yeah,
he made me go back and record the gerbil sample like three times and still sounded
like that's not it. More gerbil, more gerbil.
You don't have cowbell. We want more gerbil.
I got a fever. No, the only prescription.
Let me back up a couple because I dropped a name there. And I'm just going to go ahead and say this because I don't want people to say Ray is all talking crap about backpack habit, bad habitat.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of my friends, some of my best friends are backpack. I understand there's a time and a place for that. It's just not the crowds that we appeal to. Like, I like, and a Wu-Tang, I love Bad Habitat. I like a Kieran Flow. I like, you know, Living Legends, all these cats, Atmosphere. But the thing is, sometimes when you're, you know, you're drunk, you're behind the wheel when you shouldn't be, and you're on the way to a strip club and you're lying to your girlfriend about it. You don't really want to hear the coup, you know, talking about taxes and Obama, you know, like Dead Prez is good. You have some groups that mix it up where one song will be like, you know, down with the white man, but the next song will be like up with the blunts, you know. You got to have some sort of like mixing in there.
Yeah.
And if from track one to track 15, all you're doing is reminding me how intelligent you are and how poor off you are and how much you hate the world. It's like, all right, then why are you telling me?
Yeah.
You know, obviously you don't have much going for me because I bought your CD. You know, like, I'm at your show, I'm having fun, you know, I'm part of the problem.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a strip club DJ, you know, like...
I understand that, you know.
So, I mean, I got love for all stuff. It's just like, if I want to open an encyclopedia, that's got a time and a place. But I don't get drunk and get on the toilet and sit down and rip open the encyclopedia. You know, if I want to be preached to, I come to school.
Yeah.
And you know, cool.
When I go out, I want to be entertained, basically.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm not saying you can't be entertaining and be in the backpack rap thing. But, man, Portland is just like... We have so much of that.
Yeah.
You know, backpack rap got big because there was so little of it. You'd have, you know, these kids being like guns and blunts and bitches, and then once in a while someone like KRS-One would say something intelligent, and that was shocking because it was intelligent.
Yeah.
But now it's like syllable, 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 government conspiracy, website, government conspiracy, the man, 9/11. Bam. There's like... Battle me, you know?
Battle me.
Yeah. No one, you know... I don't think that any kid, I'm speaking as a Caucasian male rapper, I don't care how good I can battle you, I'm not walking through Watts on a Saturday night thinking that my battle skills are going to get me out of, hold on, hey, what set you from? I'm from the Battle Me set. Right. Hey. I mean, you could keep your wallet and your colon and still get jacked if you're doing like that. You know, so, I won Scribble Jam. That's cool. Here's a gun, you know? Like,
Ray, you are not nice.
That
I
is
weird.
Great.
You are not nice.
Plus, this town is just depressing on its own, man.
Yeah.
You
no
don't
shit.
Need to be reminded. And if you're wasted and you start hearing stuff like
that's
that.
That's what I'm saying.
That'll go a long way to influence your mood for the night. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you'll show up at the strip club just wanting to slap a girl. You know what I mean? Just like, fucking politics.
See, that's where I'm a hypocrite. At the strip club, I'll drop some Immortal Technique. You know, if I got a girl that's being a bitch, and she's like, I like rap. And I'm like, what do you like? She's like, anything with Lil Wayne or Drake, and that's it. She gets Immortal Technique. She gets the backpack rap. I educate her. But if Immortal Technique's in there, then I play Mac Dre because he wants to get drunk.
Yeah.
You know, he doesn't want to, you know, sit there and be preached to.
Hear about his own problems. Yeah.
So should we give out political stuff? Who are we all voting for? I'm voting for... the thing is with the votes is every vote given counts, and that means that somewhere if you vote for Batman, that's going to end up on a piece of paper.
Yeah.
And even if there's not a lot of people voting for Batman, I say vote for Batman so you could at least have, you know, Batman on the... Shit, he's probably behind Ron Paul by like 4%.
Here's the thing,
I've liked
Ron Paul for a while.
Don't say the Beetlejuice word. No, don't say his name one more time, or your phone will blow up.
He'll appear.
No. Ron Paul's like Jesus. Like, when he appears, he's like nice and soothing, and he's like, free pop. His fucking followers, dude, like,
That's so true. See, that's the thing is, I've liked him for a while, and the first, like, you start seeing people talk about him, and nobody was really talking shit about Ron Paul until... I started seeing stuff from you. And I think, yeah, like you're saying, like, Jesus, probably cool.
Yeah.
The followers,
yeah.
Just terrible. And that's what makes you turn
yeah.
against him. And I didn't know if you were just ahead of the curve, like, hating Ron Paul is the new loving Ron
no,
Paul?
No. I'm open to everything. I mean, like, we have industrial and rap on the same albums. It's like, when I got to the point where I would not invite Ron Paul fans to Facebook events because, like, I wouldn't, even if they were guaranteed to show up and had, like, a stripper girlfriend that would buy all my merch, it's yeah. like, I know. They'd be like, hey, good show. So, by the way, have you heard about NAFTA? And yeah. same shit with backpack crap.
Like, they'd run up the stage with a banner and take over the mic or something.
It's like walking into a horse race and there's two horses ahead and there's like a retarded horse is trailing behind. I'm like, no, you should bet on the retarded horse because he's into legalization of weed.
Dude, that's
don't
so
vote
good.
For the winning horse. That's, yeah.
That's awesome, man. Well, God, I got to get out of here.
Oh, yeah,
I wish this was going.
Let's do one more real quick track.
Yeah, absolutely.
What, you want to introduce the Pill Brigade just like me and tell them what you think about that right there? I think this track.
Let's get you guys to do some liners, too.
Oh, we'll do some liners. Yeah. Whip it out, man. You got a mirror?
Yeah, for real.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Track 14. Tell them what.
Track 14. This is Public Drunk of Sex with Pill Brigade. We call this one like Sex Brigade, just like me. Check this out on the sampler, you know.
It's on at 89.1 KMHD2.
Alright. It's official. Public record sex. I need a bad bitch, but after I won't quit. But an Oscar image, but she fucks like a porno flick. A sexy mommy, but you touch it just a little bit. And when I'm hitting your spot, my name is screaming it. She's got a habit, fucks like a rabbit. Sex all night, I dominate you, she's a savage. Dirty photos on my MySpace, she could tag it. Hit me up when you want this, that's a caption. I need a girl who can fuck like me, can freak like me. Knows how to bend them knees. I need a juggle that bitch, lick of my dick. Know how to do tricks, make me not quit. In a back of my whip, I'm grabbing her hips. I'm eating the click, I notch up my lips. So you can pump the drunk or sex me. Your girl wanna test me. She tell her all her friends, now they all want a freebie. Tell your friends about
she wanna fuck like me, to touch like me, to fuck like me. She wanna be just like me. She wanna fuck like me, to touch like me, to fuck like me. She wanna be just like me. She wants the fucking in second. She wants the fucking in second. She wants the fucking in second. In second, just like me. She wants the fucking in second. She wants the fucking in second. She wants the fucking in second. In second, just like me. I need a girl in gymnastics, from bedroom acrobatics. Cause I beat it up so good, make it feel like a bad habit. Let's get down to the actress tonight. You're an actress, got some of the camera once. So, girl, I got the habit. Booty is massive, got titties to match it. That's why I snatched it. Then I had to tap it. Cause one girl's junk in the trunk, another man's treasure. When I'm saying that, girl, I'm talking pleasure. That nigga that will get you sprung, make it last long. And until you have convulsions and going on one, you come out like a bus round, rocking quicker, no doubt. Sweet nigga, that told your pussy inside out. It's sex so high, then I'm loud with a bundle. Some low boy I beat up. Call me I turn. Need a lady in the streets. A freak in the sheets. Who works in the league. Rich repeat. Fuck drunk and sex. So fuck being discreet. Say you ready to fuck.
She wanna fuck like me. To touch like me. To fuck like me. She wanna be just like me. She wanna fuck like me. To touch like me. To fuck like me. She wanna be just like me. She wants that fucking in second. She wants that fucking in second. She wants that fucking in second. In second, just like me. She wants that fucking in second. She wants that fucking in second. She wants that fucking in second. In second, just like me. Love beating them guts up, and I love women who love rubbing their dicks sucking. Ain't nothing better than getting it wet in the water. And girl, you know you're coming, cause you know I got it. Know I got it. How many girls up in the crowd right now? A damn for a whole lot of licking and dick and dance. For 20 rounds, you didn't know that I'm a killer clown. Throw my balls around like I was standing on the beach around. So batter up, you know this brother's ready to fuck. I'm ready to what? I'm ready to bust a nut all over the back of your butt. And my apologies for checking your girl with my psychology. And don't be mad at me when she's slobbing my mahogany. Might have had a heart for no one, pussy ain't your property. Cause when you're this good, it's like highway robbery. Are you thinking candy and a pretty rose? Hell no, I'm thinking pussy and liquor and stripper poles. She wanna fuck like me, to touch like me, to fuck like me. She wanna be just like me. She wanna fuck like me, to touch like me, to fuck like me. She wanna be just like me. She wants that fucking in second. She wants that fucking in second. She wants that fucking in second. In second, just like me. She wants that fucking in second. She wants that fucking in second. She wants that fucking in second. In second, just like me.
89.1 KMHD2. That was Public Drunken Sex, Just Like Me, the Pill Brigade remix.
Yeah, Pill Brigade is an industrial group, and the combined efforts are called the Sex Brigade EP. You can get it at onehourpharmacy.com for free.
Have you guys made it into the Portland Indie Rock record stores yet?
We did for a minute there. We Everyday Music has been real good to us, with the exception of the assholes out there on Sandy. Like, for some reason, the Sandy store is just like, their hiring must be like, do you hate your life? And if you don't immediately say fuck you, then you're not hired.
Dude, yeah, I went in there with a girl once. She asked for a specific album. You know, it's probably like Feist or something that chicks like. And well, this specific kind of girl I'm talking about likes. And she was like, oh, that guy's such a douchebag.
Yeah,
and I walked up to him, I just started chatting him up. I'm like, who do you think's got the best album so far this year? He's like, oh, Cut Chemist. This is like 2006, you know? And he's like, he just starts going off and lights up. And he's like, my God, somebody appreciates my genius.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's a hipster drill. But the thing is, the flip side, the Burnside store and the Beaverton has been like mom and dad. They'll let us sell anything. We could sell freaking, you know, free crack in there. Jackpot was like, if you're not on Pitchfork, you're not in here. And we're like, well, we're not setting foot in here. Music Millennium was good to us, RIP for the other store. Ozone was good. When they split, though, there was two stores. And the lady, the owner chick, Ozone, opened up like Ozone UK. She was cool as awesome. Her husband was like, he just told everyone they couldn't consign there. And we, you know, blah, 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 blah. And then they shut down a couple weeks later. And we're still around, they're not. So there's the Portland Indie Rock record scene. But like, thing with the record stores is you don't go there to buy albums, you go there to be seen.
Yeah.
And if you're seen buying this shit.
Like, good point, man. Good point.
Oh my God, is that the new 1 hour pharmacy sampler? That's so cool. See the guy with the man purse over there and the glasses he doesn't need? He was just listening to Public Drunken Sex. The cool part is I work at a great club. I'm going to say this as positive as I can because I love all of our customers, but I work down at Sassy's in the Southeast Industrial Area. Coolest staff, hottest dancers, and I'm not saying this because I work there. Like, if they fired me right now, I'd still say it.
Yeah.
However, now and then, Inner Southeast might happen to get a couple hipster cats and enjoy it. And the fun part is playing some Public Drunken Sex or some of ours and then watching them do that hipster nod where they try to act like they know what it is because they've never heard it.
Yeah.
And then the hipster alarm goes off and they go, wait a minute, I've never heard this. I got to act like I've heard it.
Yeah.
And I actually saw a hipster cat like mouthing the words to a song that we just like laid down like, what, 3 hours before I came to work. So
play this at a strip club, see if they dance to it.
Yeah. That's the acid test. I play it for the dancers. If they don't look at me, I know it's a good song.
Yeah.
Because a stripper, if she's, you know, she's in her mood. It's like sex. If she looks at you and says, what are you doing?
Right. Like, it's all over.
Yeah. Well, for me, that's when the fun starts. And we also have a special out there. I know a lot of you guys are out there sleeping in tents because the government took your job from you. And if you find yourself... I'm trying to be nice. Like, find yourself broke. We're giving away free CDs. These prescription free fills. That would be a good name.
Yeah.
Refill for free.
Yeah.
Copyright that shit.
I like
I'll
it.
Sue you if you say it.
.com it already, man.
.com it, dude. .com. Mom. Here we go. We're going to do a special where if you go to onehourpharmacy.com and we'll give a promo code, Bacon Hour or what's your shit? Because we have too many bacon promos.
Radio Bacon.
Done. Yeah. By the time I leave the studio, which means that what's the show broadcast in 2 days?
Saturday, 10 to midnight.
Yeah, okay. So I have 2 days to get a promo code up, right?
Yeah.
Or I'll have it up by Monday.
Yeah.
And then if you go in there, it's like you type in Radio Bacon, all one word, in the promo code thing. I'm going to put this whole thing online for free, and you get to download the CD. If you're so poor you don't have a right click on your mouse on your iPad, you just send us an email, and I will actually either drive down to your Occupy and drop one off. Or if you live in a house, one of the five people in Portland that still have access to a P.O. box, I will send those out too. So
awesome.
Get at us. Say you found out about us on Radio Bacon. And we also have a Ron Paul special. If you mention Ron Paul in any of your correspondence with us, we will report you. I don't know to who or how, but Amber Alert. I don't know. Maybe I saw you driving a van. It was on the radio.
Saw claw marks in the windows. Go to onehourpharmacy.com, put the code RADIOBACON in.
Wait, but this is broadcasting Saturday, right?
Yes.
Right now it's your birthday, like as in now Saturday, as in when they're listening
tonight's
to
my birthday
at
party.
Ash Street Saloon. That's where we're going to be, though. That's our
Hell
favorite
yeah.
spot. And me and Zion, we get a drink because we're not performing.
Bring the tracks down.
Well, bring the tracks down. Well, how about this? Show up to Ash Street Saloon on Saturday to redeem your free CD. And if I happen to be, mowing through a goth girl in Gresham or something, I'll leave a stack with my man Kellen here.
There you go.
Kellen's kind of hard to find because he's white. He's wearing a plaid outfit and jeans. And you got a scruff. So he looks like everybody else
I'm a
there.
Portland ninja.
The trick is you're smiling.
Yeah.
Anyone
yeah,
else that looks true. Like you, I'd expect to have like a frown, you know, like one of those like happy frowns, those happy hipster frowns.
Yeah.
It's like I'm so content right now.
Dude, know? That's the thing. Every bouncer or every not even bouncer, God, we never do that. Every guy working the door at Ash Street Saloon, you know Barrett.
Yeah, same guy.
We all have just nerd smiles on all night long.
If I didn't know Barrett, I'd be like, that guy looks like a prick. Like he looks like a rockabilly hipster wannabe douchebag that would just represent everything that sucks about the world. And then you talk to Barrett and you're like, oh my God, I hate everything I just thought about you. like the nicest dude in the world. And Heather's pretty cool too.
Yeah. Well, come down, stop listening to the radio, come down to Ash Street Saloon for the show. Get a free 1 hour prescription refill.
Is it the Coast to Coast website?
Oh, the
no, but that's
yeah,
the
yeah. You're listening.
Now you have a friend in the diamond business. Now, I always wanted
yes,
to say that.
Do the liner. Do the liner.
Do you want me to do the
God,
bacon
I
show?
I should write it down.
Now you have a friend in the bacon business.
Yeah.
Bacon radio.
Radio bacon.
Wait, let me start. Okay, sorry. Okay. No, we're doing this live. I don't write anything down.
Do it.
And we'll have Zion do one too. It says radio bacon. What time is it? 10 p.m. to
Saturday, 10 to midnight.
All right. Now you have a friend in the bacon industry. Radio Bacon, Saturdays from 10 to midnight on KMHD 89.1 FM.
It's HD, actually.
I said KMHD, right?
Yeah. Well,
wait, let's try it
like
again.
HD FM.
Want to do the hipster
that was
drop?
Perfect. Okay, I actually have to submit some promos today.
Zion?
Yeah.
Saturday, 10 to midnight, KMHD,
do,
Radio Bacon.
Say, you know, this is Zion, Public Drunken Sex, and then you're listening to Radio Bacon, 89.1 KMHD. I don't know if you can remember all of that.
I hope I can.
Yeah.
Shoot, that's a lot to remember.
Yeah.
Just stop at Radio Bacon if you want.
This is Zion for Public Drunken Sex. If you want our pharmacy, you are listening to Radio Bacon.
Yeah.
All right.
Shit.
You want a stripper drop?
Yeah. All right, stripper drop. Yeah.
This is the DJ? Yeah, I'll do that.
Yeah.
So this is Statutory Ray of Exotic Magazine, Sassy's Club. Up next, we got Radio Bacon. Kelena's working for nothing. That's right, 10 to midnight, Saturday night. He's down here because he doesn't have a date. Ladies, get on that phone. Call him up. This is Radio Bacon. There you go.
That's so good, man. I've been practicing mine, too.
When she stops dripping, you start tipping.
Oh, God. No, dude, mine was...
Tip the pregnant ones $1.50.
Mine was,
I'd buy that for her father.
Dude, that's so good. When are you at Sassy's?
If I don't get fired for association.
For this? Yeah.
No, they're good. I work at the coolest fucking bar in the world, man. The boss first interview is like, you like Gigi Allen? So we're on. But he's cool. Everyone there's cool. It's Saturdays. I'm not there. So right now I could be drinking there, but usually I'm there Friday nights.
Cool.
Tuesday nights and Sunday nights if things go right. Like my daytime shifts switch up, but... Yeah, the midweek shifts aside, Friday nights, every Friday night, and we have no ugly girls. We turn away ugly customers. Like, my boss isn't on some of that look at the personality shit. Every girl at Sassy's is hot, but the cool part is they're not slutty. Like, you can bring your mom in there. It's like, Sassy's is like, imagine if, you know, the Roxy or the Matador had a pole in it. You know, maybe not the Roxy, but you know what I'm saying, right?
Rock and roll,
fucking loud music. The girl ain't going to come up and queef on you, you know, but she's hot enough to give you a private dance, but your girlfriend won't break up with you over it. You know, it's clean. It's no cover. The beer is stiff. It's great.
The best part is I was in there for the first time in like 5-6 years, just a couple days ago, and not a black light in the establishment.
No, not one.
Which means great because
no.
I was under the impression the mustard statin came out.
If you know what else appears under black lights? Semen, right? So if you happen to bust a nut to rack, hey, you're at some like I love Dolphin and Stars and the Vegas clubs. That's my scene. I like to get dressed up and go to a black light club. I like black light. But I've seen some cats walking down the private dance area, and I'm like,
really?
That can't be. That can't be.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Have you seen CSI, dude?
Oh, man.
Everything is solved by cum stains and black lights.
Oh, my God.
That's how we invented the internet.
I was at Rose City, dude, and I was sitting there working the door, and they have 4 black lights at the door. And I'm sitting there looking at my black hoodie, just spackled, dude.
See, that's smart, though. Maybe at the Rose City, maybe they're smarter than the average club and think, let's just put them at the door and see who's already covered in semen.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so your bouncer doesn't have to, you know. See, you can go to Casa Diablo and get a girl pregnant. That's the Casa Diablo challenge.
Oh,
you go
man.
Get a lap dance and come back in 9 months.
That's the greatest thing I love about that place is it's a vegan strip club.
Yeah, vegan.
It's like, no, we
respect the rights of little bunnies.
Yeah.
But as far as your 19-year-old daughter, like she's getting fisted for a quarter, well, listening to Nickelback.
We don't exploit anything with a face, just things without a soul.
No, hey, hey. The only way to
not all of it's fuck well, you, man. Yeah, that was gold. No,
that was very gold. We used to say strippers don't have souls. That's why it's okay to kill them. But it's also the only thing about strippers is they hire some real young ones there, and the only way to tell how old a stripper is cut her open and count the cum stains. And you know, I don't think they're going to be able to do that. So you got to trust the ID.
Just a reminder for the families out there, Safe Harbor runs from 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. and may contain content offensive to some listeners.
The opinions expressed on this program are neither the host, the radio, or his live callers.
Now tip
they're
those
your
bitches.
Opinions.
I hope the kids asleep when they listen to this.
Yeah. Subliminally trickling into the dreams.
Wait,
yeah.
So this is Saturday. We can make plans now, right?
Yeah,
let's do an
sure.
after party for your radio show and your Astri. If you're listening to this right now, Hotcake House, 2:30 a.m.
There it is.
Let's just nail it down. Yeah. We're going to have a bacon party for Bacon Radio.
Yeah.
We will be the table with all the bacon.
All of
you
the
walk
bacon.
In, yeah, all of your bacon belong to us.
Yeah, if you're listening, we're currently at Ash Street celebrating my 29th goddamn birthday.
You're 29, dude?
I will
you
be.
You got one more year, dude.
Yeah.
One more year before they really start throwing themselves at you.
Oh,
as soon
yeah?
as you turn 30, dude, and these gray hairs start coming out, dude, oh, my God.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Girls look at you like you're a brand new Hello Kitty album or whatever the hell they're into these days. Like, it's 30 is like the mad. How old are you?
I can't say that on the radio.
But you're 30, right? And what happens when you turn 30?
Bills.
Bills?
I was going to say, yeah. Does my insurance go down?
He is like the hottest girl in the world, like sitting at home right now. She's got to be at least, what, 12, 13?
Jesus.
Yeah, I'm going to be in jail at the end of this, huh?
Jeez,
thanks,
18
Frank.
Plus.
No, Bunny's legal. She wore our booze before.
22.
But
she's 22.
She ate 52. That's what I'm saying. Yes. Look at this. Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah. But here's can I give a legal advice before leave? This is all the joking we do on this show, you know, with the name, statutory and all that. I don't want public drunken sex. I don't want people to get a bad idea. This is a serious thing. You cannot have sex with a girl unless she's 18 years old in Oregon. So what you do is you drive her to Nevada. We're at 16. But hold on. This is legal advice. You cannot take a girl over state lines with intentions on having sex with her, right? So I can't take a 16-year-old girl, get her in my car and go, hey, let's go to Nevada and screw. No, but what I can do is get a 16-year-old girl, put her in my car and be like, you like talk radio and long drives? Platonic. And then as soon as you get over the border, then you fall in love. That's totally legal. Because as you weren't transporting her down there to have sex. You were just like, hey, you've never seen the desert? Do you got 7 hours? And then you're just on your way. And as soon as you go over the border, you're like, I've never felt this way before. But I'm all of a sudden.
It must be the border.
It must be the look of the Border Patrol right there to your eyes asking you if you have any produce. But something happened back there.
That's amazing.
And if you park right on the border and go reverse, pull up, it's kind of like kinky because you can be legal, illegal. Yeah.
Right.
Drive circles around the Nevada border. Well, screw it, a 16-year-old girl.
I heard that about Nevada. You have to have parental consent. Isn't it? Or is it just straight 16?
No. Nevada's a straight 16 state, and Seoul, Korea is 12.
Oh.
I know, right? God. That's too young for me. What would you?
Yeah.
They can't give back rubs?
Just thought about this. This conversation started off about my girl being underage.
And look where it ended up.
No, Jesus. I said your girl was younger than you.
I heard that, but
I'm not trying to hit on your girl.
However, she 12, 13?
And then
I was
it went away from there. Yeah, goddamn.
No, she's 22. I don't want to see no more police at my house.
The reason I'm not messing with your girl has nothing to do with you, though. It has to do with your girl. He has one of those chicks that like looks all like sweet, nice, and smiling. Then you piss her off, and she's just like, what? Like she can regulate. Bunny keeps him in check.
Like the statues from Neverending Story.
Yeah, seriously,
right?
Hot.
But they even have nipples. Yeah, they're gorgeous. The gorgeous big old boobies, and then they zap you with the eyes.
She makes him a strong man. Like I mean, like this. He is. If I could pick every one of our artists to have a girl like that, they'd all have bunnies because.
Y'all act like I'd be at home getting my ass whooped by my girl.
You don't know. I couldn't say that. She's listening to this smiling going, Ray's right. You listen to Ray. But she's regulated on me, too. You know, she's like, I don't know what the hell you're talking. I'm like, you don't even know me, but all right. If you're going to come at me like that, you got confidence.
She's a hard one.
No, he's not dating the younger ones. The youngest girl I've dated is probably been like 19, but, you know, that's still.
That's legal.
That's legal. But,
yeah, that's legal.
But when, God, she's, that's crazy, when she's got the brain of a 14-year-old, yeah, you know, that's like...
So rough. Dude, yeah, I dated a stripper for 2 years.
Dude, that's like sitting down to eat at Taco Bell. Like, actually dating a stripper is like going into the Taco Bell and pulling out napkins and tricking yourself into thinking you're having a Mexican dinner instead of just doing what you should
that
do and just
so
eating
bad
what you want and throwing it out the window.
That's so true. God damn it. All right, we got to wrap this up. Heather's calling me from Ash Street.
No, she isn't. It's Saturday. You're already at Ash Street.
I think
you're at Ash Street right now.
I think I'm supposed to be there right now. God damn it. Okay.
You're listening to Radio Bacon. God damn it. I'm in trouble.
All right. Yeah, let's wrap this up. What's the last song you want to hear?
Let's leave it with my man K-Dizzy. He's the one cat we really have a feature. This is a track called Cuffs on Me. It's a Vert Sin dubstep beat. It's track 12.
Cool. You've been listening to Radio Bacon with Statutory Ray from 1 Hour Pharmacy Records and Zion from Public Drunken Sex. If you want a free copy digital download of the album you've been listening to, go to 1hourpharmacy.com, put in the promo code Radio Bacon.
Yep, or show up at the Ash Street tonight. You can get a physical copy signed by, I don't know, me, Zion, the girl at the door, Heather.
I'm 29 today.
Kellen.
Yeah.
Kellen.
It's Radio Bacon, 89.1.
Happy birthday, Kellen, on Radio Bacon.
89.1 KMHD2.
Drama queen, and you probably didn't know, but that's not my thing. That's a big red flag, so you gotta go. I ain't